You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. All my comedy tour dates are up on jimflorentine.com. I'll be in Royersford, Pennsylvania, April 10th. Bunch of dates down in Florida, April 15th in Lake Park, Florida, the 16th of April, Port St. Lucie, and then April 17th, Boca Black Box in Boca Raton, Florida, and then April 22nd through the 24th, Sidesplitters Comedy Club, Tampa. In Las Vegas, May 7th and 8th at the Plaza Downtown, May 7th and 8th. Like I said, all dates are up there. Hey, my friend Kevin wrote a book. Kevin Corrigan is his name. He was on my podcast a while back, one of my childhood friends. We were telling childhood stories. If you remember, probably about 2 years ago we did it. He told a story in, what was it, like fourth grade, that right in the middle of class, I whipped out my balls and I said, hey, look, Kevin, I got my first ball hair. I don't remember it. He swears by it. And then his parents took him out of the school we were in because of me the next year. She transferred him out of there because she said I was a bad influence. Anyway, he wrote a book. It's called Dirty Days, True New York City Bar and Rock Stories. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. Check it out. Kevin Patrick Corrigan, Dirty Days, True New York City Bar and Rock Stories. It's really good book of him being a bouncer on Bleecker Street in New York City, getting in fights constantly, drunken debauchery. He was singing in a band. He opened for Kiss. Just insane stories. And he's, you know, he's an Irishman that likes to drink, and he's been in a lot of fights. And he talks about it in the book that his record of fighting is, he's had over 200 street and bar fights, this guy. He's fucking insane. I love him. But he says that his record is 147 wins and 72 losses. It's beautiful. He loves just fucking brawling with people, just drinking and fighting and stuff. So it's really good fun, funny stories and crazy shit that went on in New York like in the 90s, back in the heyday. So check it out if you can. Dirty Days, Kevin Patrick Corrigan. And while I'm plugging books, you know, I got my book, Everybody is Awful. Except You. It's on Amazon and wherever you get books. That's out. And then also my brother and my niece wrote a book, The Foundation of a Successful Life. That's on Amazon. Yeah, you know, self-help book, how to get your shit together, get motivated, make some money. The Foundations of a Successful Life. That's on Amazon too. So there you go. Three plugs on books. All right. This week is going to be things that didn't happen. We can make a whole podcast out of them. I get barraged with fucking emails of people making stories up. And then you also get the ones on Facebook where they're trying to be funny. And this 42-year-old man posted this. Some very sad news. My relationship with whiskey is on the rocks. Alan sent that one in. A 42-year-old man. Some very sad news. My relationship with whiskey is on the rocks. You know, when Facebook bans people that, you know, are anti-vaccine or QAnon or whatever the fuck they are, those crazy people, and they take that shit down, or the votes weren't real, or fucking, you know, all that stuff. This is what Facebook should be focusing on. Like, if I work there, okay, you guys go after this. Anyone saying, you know, the vaccines don't work, you fucking take that shit down. I'll just focus on these dumb jokes. And I will fucking, I'll put a disclaimer on it. This is terrible. Please don't read or This is, I would just put this, a 42-year-old grown man posted this. Is this what you want to read? Is this why you came on Facebook? Is this why you're wasting your life? You're always bitching. You have no time to do anything. And you're reading this nonsense. Tim writes in. Here's another one he saw. He said he saw on Instagram. This woman wrote, "My husband just told me he has a crush on someone he met at work. He's worked from home since March 2020. Oof. And she had to put a smiley face at the end because, yeah, I guess she wanted everyone to know that that was a joke. That's the laugh track. The smiley face is the fucking laugh track of the internet. I don't need a laugh track. I know when to laugh. I know when not to laugh. Yeah. He's had a crush on me because he works at home. I'm sure that he said that to you. I'm sure he said, I have a crush at someone at work. It's you. I'm sure he said that to her. I'm sure he said that. And she goes, hey, can I post that? And I'm sure he said, yeah. And it's funny because he's, Tim that sent this in, he goes, the logic of this doesn't make sense at all. How did he just meet you? Why can't husbands just do what I do? Tell your wife this shit and keep it between yourselves. Are you trying to be clever? That's what she's trying to do. She's trying to be clever, and she wants everyone to know her marriage is solid and she's still hot. Her husband still thinks she's hot. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what's going on. And these people on Facebook that post everything about their lives. I don't even know where this one is. Okay, yeah. Chris sent this in. It's funny, it made me laugh. He goes, Jim, this 43-year-old woman posts nonstop daily about her life and then posted this today. Like the last one that did this, I replied saying, nobody, and I mean nobody, gives a fuck. She replied with fuck off and blocked me. So this woman posted this, and then Chris wrote, nobody, and I mean nobody gives a fuck, and the woman wrote fuck off and then blocked them. That's beautiful. So she writes on Facebook, we're leaving town tomorrow, and guess what? I'm taking a social media break. I almost never do that, but I'm really looking forward to it. And then she writes, so I'll be back in a week, and I look forward to reconnecting then. I know I'll be eager to share some photos from our trip and find out what everyone's been up to. Be well. Oof. Imagine that, this woman writes all that stuff, and then Chris writes, nobody, and I mean nobody, gives a fuck in the comment section. We're leaving town tomorrow, and guess what? I'm taking a social media break. I almost never do that. Oof. But I'm really looking forward to it. So I'll be back in a week, and I look forward to reconnecting then. I know I'll be eager to share some photos from our trip and find out what everyone's been up to, too. Be well. You're really looking forward to taking a social media break? Then why don't you do it more often then? You know what I mean? Like, just like Chris said, nobody cares. I mean, maybe two people that follow you on Facebook want to see your vacation pictures. Maybe two. And even those people only give a shit because it's maybe a place they're thinking of going to and want to see what it looks like. They're going, oh, man, you know what? I've always heard good places about St. Martin or whatever. Yeah, you know, I'd like to check that out. And then they go, I'm going to look at the pictures. Oh, wow, that looks cool. Everybody else doesn't give a shit. And she's only going to be gone for a week. Nobody's going to be up to anything interesting in that time, okay? We're still in a pandemic. Not much is going on anyway. Do you really look forward to catching up with everyone? Are you on vacation on some exotic island? You know, having a drink at the pool, wondering if your neighbor's kid won their soccer game or not? Even the kid's parents really don't give a shit if the kid won or lost. But that's what you're worrying about. You can't wait to reconnect. Yeah, Emily won her soccer game. And she scored a goal. That's what you missed. Oh, that's awesome. Ugh. And she writes, I know I'll be eager to share some photos from my trip. Who gives a shit? Oh, look at the picture of the palm tree. Wow. I didn't know it looked like that. Is that what a palm tree looks like? Thanks for posting that. Ooh, here's a picture of the ocean, and the water looks blue. Wow. I mean, these pictures should be in an art gallery selling for like millions of dollars. She posted another picture of the sand and then the water. And let me guess, she took a picture of a drink with like her toes. You could see in the foreground. You know that hacky shot that everyone takes? Which just takes a picture of a drink. Having a great time. Wish you were here.
Hashtag vacation. Hashtag drinks by the pool. Hashtag don't want to leave. Hashtag I might need a vacation from my vacation. Hashtag these drinks are strong. Hashtag bartender, can I have another one? Hashtag might throw up. Hashtag ha ha. Ugh.
Ugh, God, is it fucking terrible. Nobody gives a shit that you're taking a fucking break. Nobody's looking to see your fucking, looking forward to seeing your vacation pictures. And nobody's waiting for you to catch up on what you missed. You didn't miss shit, okay?
You're going to take a social media break, are you? Wow, aren't you wonderful? You're a 43-year-old woman spending all your time on social media. Yeah. I almost never do that, she wrote.
We know. We know how you constantly post shit about everything. But I'm really looking forward to it. All right. Let's move on. I'm already aggravated. It's just ridiculous. What are you posting this stuff for? Okay, good. You're going away. Great. I'm going to be eager to share some vacation pictures. You think people are refreshing their Facebook page, waiting for those vacation pictures to appear? She said she was coming home on Saturday. And it's Monday, and those vacation pictures still aren't posted. What's going on? Like her close friends, you know, that maybe follow her on Facebook, she can't just text that picture to her friends. Oh, my God, this pool here at the resort we're staying at is amazing, and take a picture and send it to her friends or her family members. Nobody on that Facebook page is eager to see her fucking vacation pictures. It's going to be nothing interesting. It's going to be a lot of fucking shots from your hotel room, your view, the beach, the water, the fucking bar, the pool. There's probably like a fucking tiki bar at the pool, and you took a shot of that, a shot of your drink, a shot of your food, a shot of you, in the pool with your sunglasses on, because you're on vacation. Let's bring the sunglasses. I'm going to take that shot of me in the pool, you know, with my hands like outside the pool, like hanging on the side with a smile with my sunglasses on, because it's sunny here wherever the fuck I am. I can't show my body because I don't want to, you know, I don't really like it. So I'll just do this shot. And my hair's wet, and I got a little color from the sun. And this is the shot I'm going to post. This is going to be a fun one, isn't it? And then, of course, they're going to have one, you know, right when it's like dusk out, of her and her husband dressed up, because they have to dress up at least one night, right? In a nice fucking outfit. And she's wearing like a fucking dress, you know, almost like a fucking, you know, a honeymoon picture. You got to post that one too, right? Got to document the whole day. But make sure you take a picture of that view of your hotel room that you got on the beach. Got to get that shot too, because nobody's seen a fucking a beach from a hotel room before. Wow, what a view. Yeah, why don't you move there then? That view gets boring after a while. You know, you might go on the balcony, you sit out there, have a cup of coffee in the morning, and then you're like, all right, I'm good. I've seen enough. Nothing's really going on. It's just a bunch of fucking water and a bunch of sand. And once in a while, someone walks by on the beach that's taking a walk on the beach. That's it. Not that interesting. But I can't wait for those vacation pictures. Make doubles. Maybe can you send them to me? Because I still put stuff in a scrapbook. I'm a little old school. Can you send me? Can you get doubles of those pictures? Or just send them over to me. I'll print them myself. Just send that picture over, you know. And then I'll go get it developed. It's going to be great. Can't wait to put that palm tree in my fucking scrapbook. You imagine showing people, you know, like a year later. You go, oh, you want to see my vacation to St. Martin, my pictures? Yeah, I guess. And you're sitting there, and she's going through it, and this, and it, yeah, this is the palm tree outside the hotel by the front. Oh, yeah, wow, wow. Yeah, that looks like a palm tree that would be in Florida. Yeah, I know, but it's not. And here's the tiki bar. Ooh, are you... Do you fucking tell me there's like a little bar by the pool that you can go up and get drinks? Because you got a place on the beach? That's bad. I never seen that before. That's crazy. You mean you're allowed to have a drink at the pool and hang out and there's sun? And then you got the beach right there. So if you don't want to be at the beach, you can hang at the pool? Get out of here. Ugh. It's fucking terrible. All right, let's continue. Matt writes in, hey, Jim, this didn't happen. He lives in a small town of 800 people, just trying to get some attention besides. Okay, well, anyway, I'll tell you. So I'll read his post. Yeah, so this guy lives in a small town of 800 people. He's just trying to get some attention. So he writes, I've debated whether or not to post this, but I think I have to. Really? You debated? With who? Who did you debate with? But he thinks he has to. I woke up one morning already in a crappy mood. I hate that I have to say this because he wrote it. Instead of saying McDonald's, okay? He says, rolled up to McDonald's. I already want this guy dead. Like I do every morning before work to get my large iced coffee. Yeah, thanks. We were wondering what kind of coffee you got. We were wondering what you did at the drive-thru every day. We're really wondering. What kind of coffee do you get? Is it hot? Is it ice? What's, you get a small, a medium, or a large? Because we really need that in the story. He goes, got to the window to pay, and the lady said that it was paid for already. Here we go, another one. You notice how all these drive-thrus, someone's always paying for you? That's the new one now. They you know, they mix it up a little. They change it a little. Like that, there was that one guy, I was in like in San Francisco a couple months ago. He wrote, he goes, hey, me and my wife actually made some money. We have extra money. We actually do that. Okay, fine. But most of these people see this and they do their own variation of a lie. Okay, so 90% of these never happened. Maybe 10% do. But You see a lot of these. It's always at the drive-thru, someone paid a lot of these. Just like the kids, the 2 and 3 year old kids, we'll get to that in a minute, you know, saying, you know, profound stuff that a fucking 23-year-old wouldn't say. Anyway, so he says he gets to the window to pay, and the lady said that it was paid for already. I thought to myself, strange, as I was the only person in the drive-thru. Is that what you thought to yourself, strange? Did you look back in your rearview mirror? Hey, who paid for this? Like, you know, there's nobody else in that McDonald's drive-thru. Even though it's a small town, there's somebody else in that fucking drive-thru. I got a McDonald's near my house. I've never seen it less than 6 cars in the fucking drive-thru. Especially in the morning. People are lazy fucks. Don't want to get out of the car. I'll just go to the drive-thru. I don't want to go in. He continues, I go to the next window and the lady working clearly had Down syndrome. What do you mean clearly? How? How do you mean clearly? She drooling? She have a helmet on her head? What the fuck was going on that she clearly had Down syndrome? Can you explain yourself? Because you explained that you get a large iced coffee that we didn't need to know. So he continues, go to the next window and the lady working clearly had Down syndrome said, I paid for your coffee this morning, sir. I said, aw, thank you. But you honestly didn't have to do that. She said, yes, I did see you almost, I do see you almost every morning. And when I seen you this morning, I could tell something was up. So someone with Down syndrome could read that on this guy's face. Okay, when he ordered at the fucking window. He ordered at the speaker, so maybe there's a camera there. So this woman with Down syndrome looked on the camera and could see that this guy was in a bad mood in his car. Not even a woman that didn't have Down syndrome would notice that. And goes, you know what? I'm going to pay for his fucking coffee because he looks like he's in a... But what was he doing? Was he pulling his hair out while he was ordering his large iced coffee? What was he doing? That you decided, oh man, I could tell something was up. Were you making a noose as you were ordering your coffee and she's seen this, goes, oh man, something must be up. What the fuck was going on? You know, of course, and there's, you know, there's a in the comments section, you're a good guy. No, he's not. He's a good liar is what he is. I was debating whether I was going to post this. Yeah, why'd you debate it? Is it because someone called you out on the last lie you posted? That's what probably happened. He caught a ton of shit from the last lie. Dude, how did that happen when, you know, when I've been to that store a million times and there's not even, you know, I don't know, you know, the door's always locked in the back or some shit like that. He got busted before, so that's why he debated if he should post this or not. Ugh. When he wrote, rolled up to McDonald's. Now I'm having a crappy morning after hearing that. I wish someone with Down syndrome would walk by my window right now and fucking buy me coffee. I knew something was up. All of a sudden, you had this fucking miserable look on your face. Yeah, because some asshole just called McDonald's McDon's. Yeah, how do you roll up to McDonald's? You do a tumble saw? Is that what you did? That how you rolled up? Okay, you're a lazy fuck that needs to go through the drive-thru. Okay, every morning to get a coffee. Okay, so you didn't roll up anywhere. Just park your car, get out, walk the fuck in there. How about that? I was in a crappy mood. Yeah, why? Was he worried that people weren't going to believe his made-up story? He was about to post on Facebook. He goes, are people really going to buy this? That this woman with Down syndrome can read my face from fucking, you know, 25 yards away on a fucking grainy black and white camera that she might have looked? Can you really see the person's face when they're ordering? You know what I mean? When he's yelling to that speaker? Yeah, but she did, but no problem. You know, he was in a bad mood.
I've debated whether or not to post this, but I think I have to. You really didn't. You really didn't have to post this. Even if it was true, which it isn't, it's a story about someone buying you a cup of coffee, okay? It's not a life-changing moment. His post, it got 12 comments too. Everybody, you're great, you know, this and that. But not one of the comments asked why he was in a crappy mood to begin with. So I think this guy's got a lot of shitty friends who don't give a shit about him. That's probably why he has to make up stories like this in the first place, because they don't give him any attention at all if he doesn't. That's what's going on. Oh, this fucking guy. Another liar. Here's another lie. What's he up to now? He lives in a town of 800 people, so everyone knows him from high school, from grade school. He's always just making up stories, and you're like, that can't be true. And you find out he's a fucking liar. Everyone has a friend like that or lives in a town like that. What is it, a town liar? So a woman with Down syndrome really said, this guy looks like he's in a bad mood. I want to pay for his coffee. Yeah, right. Okay. If I was the manager at the McDonald's, I go, look, don't be a retard. All right. Let him pay for his own coffee. That's what I would say. And I probably wouldn't be the manager anymore. I'm sure. Hey, Roman swipes are back this week. I don't have a good segue. I'll just go right into it. If you're a man, you can't last long in bed. There's a company out there called Roman. They got these swipes. They're wrapped up like a wet nap, like a condom, a little package like that. You know, you're going to have sex with your woman, go in the bathroom, wipe it on your penis, and you're going to last longer. Within 5 minutes, you're ready to go. There's no aftertaste if she goes down on you. Like, what the hell is that? This tastes nasty, Clorox or whatever the fuck. None of that. It's not going to affect her if you put it inside of her either with chemicals, none of that shit. It's easy to use, fast acting. You don't have to get a prescription. You don't have to go to a doctor. Go, doc, look, I'm too pump Pete. Is there any way I can last longer? My wife's getting really aggravated. My girlfriend is disgusted that I come quick. So you don't even have to do that. Swipes come in a discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe packet is small enough to put in your wallet for whenever you need it, which is perfect. You take the swipe out of the packet, you swipe it on, let it dry, you're good to go, that's it. Anyway, give it a shot if you're a man and you're having problems, which I'm sure most people are. Go to GetRoman.com/offer. You can get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/awful. All right, back to this nonsense. Okay, Mike sends this in. This woman has two posts. She takes a picture of herself smiling, this cheesy smile. And she writes, somebody told me to smile today. It just might brighten someone's day. Who told you? What do you mean someone? Why don't you say who it is? That's something positive. My friend Mary told me to smile today. It might brighten up someone's day. That's something positive. Why wouldn't you put that person's name out there? You know, if she put like, you know, someone told me that don't trust Jewish people. Then you go, I'm not going to put that woman's name out there that told me that. So I'm just going to, someone told me that, but I don't believe it. Then you don't put that name out there. When someone told her to smile today, just might brighten someone's day. You might want to put that, yeah, my best friend, my BFF, Stacy, told me to smile today, just might brighten someone's day. But no, she's lying right off the bat when she says someone told me today to smile. It just might brighten someone's day. It's not. No one knows you. Okay? You walk into the supermarket, you're smiling. It's not putting anybody in a fucking better mood at all. It's not brightening up someone's day. Yeah, someone walking out of a doctor's office just got diagnosed with stage 4 fucking rectal cancer. And you're walking in
and you're smiling. All of a sudden, that guy's day's better. Yeah, I only got 6 months to live. Really? Fuck, stage four? Oh, look. Oh, that woman smiled. Why in such a good mood? You got a death sentence. Did you see that woman smile? She just made my day. I'll worry about this shit tomorrow. Ugh. All right, let me read a whole post again. She goes, someone told me to smile today. It just might have brightened someone's day.
This is so true. We never know how someone is feeling, and that smile might just change that. So go out today and have a kick-ass day. No Monday blues for this girl.
Eesh. Ugh. A smile from a stranger has never changed anybody's day. Okay? Nobody. That's what I'm going to do. I got to go food shopping later. I'm going to go into the store and just smile at everyone. And then I'm going to go, hey, did I change your day? Did I make your day a better day all of a sudden? Just want to know. No, you're a fucking weirdo. Get away from me. Now she posts another one. Again, someone told me I should post my fitness journey and just how far I've come. Who told you? Once again, someone told you. Someone told you to smile, and someone told you to post your fitness journey. It's not a fucking journey. Okay? You want a journey? Go to fucking Europe. You're just going to lift some fucking weights. You're going to run on the treadmill. You're going to get a trainer. Yeah, you got to stretch. Oh, thanks. You're going to fucking pick up those ropes and fucking go up and down with your arms. That's what you're going to do. Yeah, some journey. Yeah, you're going to do fucking 25 sit-ups. Wow, what a journey that is. You mean I'm going to do 25 sit-ups from the gym that's 2.8 miles from my house? What a journey. Go to Europe, you want a fucking journey. Map it out. Go there for a month and backpack. That might be considered a journey. So, you know, and then she takes pictures of herself working out, of course, because someone told, you know, that she's going to inspire everybody because everybody just, you know, the gym memberships in her town or the people that followed her went up 28% because, you know, she's posting pics of her working out. I have a feeling you're doing that because you want some fucking attention. You want people to say you look great. She's like, fast forward to today, and this girl is happy with her progress and will always have a mom bod. Yeesh. Remember they had that whole dad bod. That's what everyone was saying. Now it's just woman. I got a mom bod. And I will always have loose skin. Ugh, that's fucking disgusting. No one needs to know that. Except for the person that's fucking you. I will always have curves. She's confident in this body. She's proud of how far she's come. She's not afraid to flaunt what she's worked so hard for. So if you're stuck in a rut, just know there's a way out. There's no quick fixes. There's just hard work and dedication. I'm here if you want my help. If not, I'm going to keep on doing me. With a smile, with a heart. Are you? You're going to keep doing you? That's good. The woman's still like 40 pounds overweight in her pictures that she's working out. That's great that she's working out. That's great she's trying to get her shit together. Why would I go to her for advice? I think I'm going to go with a fucking guy or a woman that's got fucking six-pack abs and is in phenomenal shape. I think I'm going to start with that one. I'm here if you want my help. If not, I'm going to keep doing me. Ugh. Really, there's no quick fixes, just hard work and dedication. You sure? Because I know if you take steroids and like HGH and shit like that, you can get cut pretty quick. So there are quick fixes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. But she's always going to, you know, have a body of a mother, you know. Because there's no other women out there that look amazing after they had kids. Just, you know. Just her. I looked on this woman's Facebook page, and in her bio, she calls herself a positive influencer and a health and wellness coach. She lost a few pounds. She didn't win 5 fucking gold medals at the Olympics. It's terrible. Terrible, terrible stuff. Mike sends this one in. He goes, Jim, this cocksucker is constantly posting stuff like this. Me and my friend pray every day that his wife is cheating on him. A 40-year-old, a 40-something-year-old who owns a deli. He talks about how busy he is all the time, yet he constantly is posting this type of made-up nonsense. Check out his page. You may flip your shit if you do. Anyway, but so this guy, obviously, these guys follow him. He's always posting lies and posting bullshit, just made up nonsense. So here's another one. Was coming across the bridge earlier, and traffic was way backed up. As I got closer, I saw an older gentleman sitting on the ground in a snowbank. Must be at the same time another guy saw the same thing. He got out, tried to pick him up. Nope. So I went up the median, block traffic, and helped. God knows how long this guy has been sitting there. What is the matter with this world that people would just drive by something like that? Are we that busy? Hashtag do better. And the two comments are underneath, aw. And then another one, good job. Okay. He was coming across the bridge, and when we got close, he saw an older gentleman sitting on the ground in a snowbank. Must be at the same time another guy saw the same thing. What do you know? What do you mean, must be? You were there. You tell us. We don't know your fake story. You just fucking made this up. What do you mean, must be at the same time another guy saw the same thing? How do you know that? We don't know that. You're the one that was there. He goes, he got up, he got out, tried to pick him up. Nope. So I went to the median and helped. So he couldn't pick him up. So that's when you got out of the car. So if he would have picked him up, you would have just stayed in your car like everybody else on the fucking bridge. But since this guy couldn't get him up, then you decided to get out of your car. What a good guy you are. Well, if the guy really needs help, then I'll fucking help. What a great guy you are. And then he writes, God knows how long the guy was sitting there. Why don't you ask him? Okay, you help pick him up. Why? Hey, man, how long you been here? I'm sure the guy would have told you. He goes, I'm not answering that question. I need my lawyer. Is that what he's going to say? You couldn't say to the guy when you were helping him, hey, man, how long you been out here for? Like, I ain't talking to you. Read me my rights. He didn't fucking say it. He would have told you that. Unbelievable. You know? So even though the traffic was way backed up, he's saying nobody, not a single person in those hundred of cars had already stopped to help this old man. Nobody called the cops to send help, nothing, right? But like a miracle, after all that time of nobody helping, another guy decided to help at the same exact time he did. And why did he have to block traffic? I'm trying to picture a scenario. The old guy was up at a snowbank. He wasn't sitting on the highway. There's no reason to stop traffic. And wasn't traffic already way backed up? So what did you block when nobody's getting by anyway? You had to make it more dramatic. So I blocked traffic. I didn't care. I'm coming to the rescue. You notice how he doesn't give any details about who the old guy was or why he was sitting on the snowbank. That's pretty important details to share if this thing really happened. So, I mean, if he doesn't know how long the old guy was sitting in the snow or why he was there, does that mean this guy just got back in the car and took off once they got the old guy standing? Like, what did he do with the old guy? Okay, I got you upright. You good? I don't know how long you've been out in the cold. You might have, you know, frostbite might be setting in. But I just want to get you your feet, and now I'm going back into my warm car to wait in this traffic. I'm going to move it because I just blocked traffic. So that's it. He just got the guy up standing, and that was it. That sounds like he was the one that was too busy. He had to go somewhere. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Traffic was way backed up, but he's going to block it even more because he has to come to the rescue. Because nobody else is. Everybody in such a hurry. Yeah, some people are. Some people got to go to work. All right, some people, yeah, as the traffic's backed up at the bridge, people are running late for appointments and everything else. So, yeah, they are in a fucking hurry. And maybe they didn't see the old guy fucking sitting in the snowbank. You did. Randy sent this one in. This is a great one. This woman writes, she took a picture of flowers on her table. You know, I gotta, you know, paint the picture of this fake story. She writes, these flowers showed up on my table in an interesting yet thoughtful way. They were a centerpiece for my ex-husband's wedding last night, given to me by my kid's new stepmom, my ex-husband's new wife. In the beginning of their relationship, I knew I had a choice. One, I could be resentful and feel threatened by the presence of a new woman in my kid's life. Two, or I could welcome her into my heart and express to the kids how lucky they are to have an additional person to love them. I knew that my response to her would shape the kids' relationship with her in healthy or unhealthy ways. So I chose kindness. And what's even better is that I received kindness back. The kids' new stepmom has shown me nothing but warmth, kindness, and generosity. She knitted me a scarf for Christmas and gifted me yoga ornaments. She made me a smudge stick and warmly waves from the car. These kind gestures are an unspoken message of let's join forces and love these kids together. And she put a heart at the end. I don't even know where to start. The new wife gave me a smudge stick. I don't know what the fuck a smudge stick is. But it sounds like something you'd give to someone you don't like very much. You know, someone comes up to you that you don't like. Yeah, here's a smudge stick. Now get the fuck away from me. Look, the one thing you could be sure of from this post is that the new wife isn't better looking or younger than the ex-wife. This woman thinks her husband traded down, so she's not going to complain about it. So that means that this woman was such a miserable bitch to live with, the guy would rather be with a less attractive woman than to spend another minute living with this one. If this woman was a fucking hot, I don't know, let's say this woman is 40 and her husband's 40, and they get divorced and the husband has this hot 27-year-old, you think this woman's going to do this? You really think this is going to go on? Absolutely not. I want to see her post the next time the new mommy wants to keep the kids for an extra day or lets them do something she doesn't let them do. I have a feeling she's not going to be loving new mommy. She's not going to be loving that new mommy that much anymore. I just have a feeling. I want to see her post,
you know, when they're on vacation on some exotic island and stepmom has her arm around her kids with all big smiles on their faces, stepmom and the kids. And the caption says, family. I have a feeling you're going to wipe your ass with that scarf she knitted you. And you're going to set that fucking smudge stick on fire. And you're going to fucking smash those yoga ornaments. I don't know what the fuck a yoga ornament is. You hang it off of your fucking yoga mat? I have a feeling that fucking scarf, you're going to wipe your ass with it and throw it in the fucking fire. That's what you're going to do with it. But yeah, you're great. Aren't you wonderful? Yep, the new wife warmly waves to her from the car. How do you warmly wave? I want to know that. Has anybody ever waved to you and go, wow, that wave didn't look too warm? Are they mad at me or something? Warm would be if the new wife got out of the car and went to the door to say hello. That's warm. By staying in the car, she's like, look, I don't want to get any closer to that fucking bitch than I have to. That's what staying in the car means. Right. As the new mommy is warmly waving to her, under her breath, she's going, what a cunt.